Welcome, everyone, to this Spirituality and Peace series. This is David Nicol, director of the Gaiaphil Project. We're the co-host of this series with the Shift Network Summer of Peace program. It's wonderful to have you with us today. Very excited about our guest and our program today. This Spirituality and Peace series, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, is designed to build a global field of peace throughout this summer in the Northern Hemisphere. And the idea of the series is that rather than just talking about peace building, we want to give you a direct experience of the essence of peace through the practices of various traditions, various mystics and teachers. And the idea is to build a true planetary field of peace that is comprised of all of these different qualities from all of these traditions. We're building towards the International Day of Peace, a peak event on the International Day of Peace. It's getting close now. It's getting very exciting. I can announce now that we have entered into a new partnership with MedMob for that event, and we're now calling it Be the Peace. And it's very exciting. They will have public gatherings, meditation gatherings, in at least 380 cities around the world, gathering from 6 to 7 p.m. in local time zones to create a profound planetary wave of peace. And we'll be doing three global attunements for peace via teleconference and webcast at the beginning, middle, and end of that day, to create three deep planetary pulses of peace to bring everyone together at the same time in a deep space. And, of course, that's in the context of all of the activities of the International Day of Peace, which has really become like a magnet for peace-building activities each year and creates its own huge field of peace. So very excited to invite you to join with us to think about how you may want to participate in that peak event. We also feature in this series a global care room, which is, you would have received the link in the email that was sent out about this call. It's an internet site created by the Institute of Heart Math that has a spinning Google Earth map on it with lights that show the location of each person who logs in. So if that's up on your screen right now, you'll see it's there's a lovely array of people in the room. We have some people in Japan, which is actually rare for us due to the timing of this call. It's something, it's like 1 a.m. in Japan. We have people in Norway, Germany, other parts of Europe, Venezuela, and all across the U.S. So it really gives you this great feeling of connection to the global community as it's forming in real time. And if you happen to have it open right now, you can also get a sense for how impactful this can be when we use it on the International Day of Peace in conjunction with our peak event. So it can be a very inspiring and uplifting image to see, especially when you do a big event, all of the globe lit up with these lights, showing people who share the same intention as you to bring peace to our world. Okay, so I'm really happy this morning to introduce to you my friend Fumi John Stewart, who is the executive director of the World Peace Prayer Society, which promotes May Peace Prevail on Earth activities all around the world. Fumi was born in Tokyo, Japan, and she grew up with a deep wish to bridge the two cultures of her American and Japanese parentage. She was instrumental in introducing what was the Japanese-based May Peace Prevail on Earth movement to the international community in the early 1980s. She brought the Peace Pole Project, which we'll hear more about, out of Japan, and helped to establish the International Peace Pole Movement. She assisted in opening the international headquarters of the World Peace Prayer Society, which was registered as a nonprofit in the state of New York in 1988. She also serves as the U.S. liaison to the sister organization of the World Peace Prayer Society, which is the Goi Peace Foundation of Japan and the Mount Fuji Sanctuary. She currently lives in San Francisco, and she attends events worldwide to promote May Peace Prevail on Earth activities. So welcome, Fumi.
Thank you, David, and I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you very much.
It's great. Great to have you. So, Fumi, I wonder if you could start here just by explaining to our listeners the general overview of what the World Peace Prayer Society is all about, something of its history and its core mission, what it aims to do in the world.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, David, because not so many people know about the history, and especially the founder and where this movement was started. It was started with a very special man named Masahisa Goi. He was a spiritual philosopher, poet, and also he loved music. He was a songwriter as well, beautiful singer. And he experienced, lived during, through World War II in Japan. And through that experience, came out with this desire of wanting to do something for world peace and do a lot of healing work and energetic work. So through that experience, he went into deep prayer and meditation. And as many spiritual teachers who have come in the past, experienced enlightenment in his personal life and received the prayer and the message, "May peace prevail on earth," in a moment of deep prayer and meditation. And through that experience, he realized that, of course, Japan had a great mission to start a peace movement based on universal love and the concept of oneness of humanity, especially because Japan experienced the first atomic bomb, and that this message was really a message of love and forgiveness and healing. And so the movement started from there, and is really now embraced by the global community as a universal message and prayer for peace. And Mr. Goi felt, as we all feel, but at that time he taught that words are vibrations. And there's a Japanese concept called kotodama, which means spirit word. And it's a very, very old Shinto concept that every word, every spoken word and thought has energy. And, of course, that is a very prevalent belief these days, but it's a very long-time rooted Japanese spiritual concept. And that the words, "May peace prevail on earth," carry this vibration that goes out and really heals and uplifts the destiny of humanity. In the belief that words carry energy and words carry vibration. So many people followed Mr. Goi, and the movement started there. He passed away in 1980, and it is now continued by his daughter, Mrs. Sionji. So the work started there, and as many of you know, you have probably seen this message and have also seen peace poles with this message, which are standing now in all the continents of the world.
Mm-hmm. So, Fumi, can I just ask you something? What has always struck me as very appealing about World Peace Prayer Society is this real clarity and simplicity of the mission, the focus, that it seems like it's been there's something very clean about its sense of what we're here to do is to spread this particular prayer. And that, to me, brings a certain power. It's a very good example of what we tend to call subtle activism, that, as you were saying, emphasizing the power of the thought form itself, the vibration of that to affect collective consciousness. I understand that all of the activities of World Peace Prayer Society are really focused on this clear mission of simply spreading that thought form through the world. And as you said, there are these various ways, one of which is this the beautiful peace poles. And I think it would be great to explain to our listeners, if they're not familiar with the peace pole, just what it is and something about how it's spread throughout the world.
I would love to do that, David. The peace pole is one of my favorite activities. And if you haven't seen a peace pole yet, it is a four-sided obelisk-shaped monument of sorts with the message, "May peace prevail on earth," written on all four sides in various languages. And they're planted by people like you and me, gifted to organizations and various locations and individuals, and they're planted in the ground, or you can also have them in your home on a stand. And we refer to them as the acupuncture of the earth. And what's so beautiful about these peace poles, well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the message itself. It really is a message which brings the heart together. It really is in an interfaith message, intercultural, interracial. It's beyond, it transcends all our differences on many levels and brings the heart together. Mr. Goyal really thought that it was so important to have a movement that was non-dualistic, that we could meet and commune in prayer and thought forms in a very, very neutral way, in a really simple way. So may peace prevail on earth is really a meeting place of the heart. And a little note about the actual original Japanese version of "May peace prevail on earth" that many of you may not know, a little bit of the original concept has been lost in the translation. "May peace prevail on earth" in Japanese really encompasses its multidimensional message, and it is not only pointing to peace on earth, but it's in every realm, peace above, peace below, peace in all the directions, peace in the universe, peace in the cosmos, and peace meaning love, harmony, understanding, and all of those beautiful, beautiful concepts that expand the heart. So when we say, "May peace prevail on earth," it really is not only contained to Earth and humanity, but it goes out to the cosmos, to the universal realm. So I just wanted to share that with everyone so they get a concept and glimpse of the true essence of the original version of "May peace prevail on earth."
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, Fumi, if you could say it in Japanese a couple of times just so that we can hear the vibration of it.
I would love to. 世界人類が平和でありますように。世界人類が平和でありますように。
That's nice. Thank you. And so, Fumi, What are the other ways that the World Peace Prayer Society has tended to spread this message? There's the peace poles, and then I know we're going to do the peace ceremony on this call soon. And have there been other forms that have been developed to spread this message?
Yes, thank you for asking that, David. I'd love to do that. So the Peaceful Project is really one of our prominent activities, and I hope you get to see one somewhere or be able to plant one yourself someday. The other activity is we have a children's activity called Peace Pals, and we ask children around the world to draw pictures. We have themes every year, and on every picture, each child writes, "May peace prevail on earth." And we get these paintings from, 50, 60 countries around the world. And it's an award. We have an award for the top artists. And then we compile the artwork, and it tours around the world. We call it the Ambassador of Peace Collection. Just brilliant art pieces giving expression to a child's vision of peace, with "May peace prevail on earth" written on each one. So that's really a very exciting project, which has been going on for the last 14 years. And then we have the World Peace Prayer Ceremony, which we'll all be participating in soon. And this is, David, it's just phenomenal. If you haven't experienced this, it really is communes the heart in that in a heart-based ritual where we experience the oneness of humanity and universal love. All the participants are asked to invoke a prayer for peace to prevail in every country and region of the world. So you talked before about direct experience, and this is really direct experience through spoken prayer, spoken word, and we travel around the world to ignite peace and infuse not only humanity but all of living things with our intentions for peace and prayers for peace. So this is a very, very profound ceremony. And I also think it's a way to invoke the divine presence of each country. And we believe that we have guidance from the guardians of every country during the ceremony who we're allowed to co-create with, to carry our prayer vibrations to where it's exactly needed and for each region of the world. And another beautiful aspect of this ceremony is that we look upon Gaia as a living organism, and that each and every component, the countries of the world, no matter how big they are, how small they are, and how well known they are, there are countries that are not in our consciousness just because they're just a small island state in the Caribbean or an obscure little country that we've never heard of in Africa. We invoke the name of each country and treat them with care and love equally, and invoke peace to prevail in the lands and for all living things and creatures of Gaia as a whole. So I think that is a really unique quality of this prayer.
Mm-hmm. And Fumi, I understand that this ceremony has been performed in, you know, many, many places around the world, including very prominent places like the UN and other, important public venues. Could you share just a little bit about some of the places where you've done this ceremony?
Yes, one comes to mind right now because it's very fresh, And that is the ceremony in front of the Temple of Luxor in Egypt. And we were invited by the mayor of Luxor to come and share this beautiful ceremony, declaring the oneness of humanity there, right in front of this remarkable historical site. And it was a city-wide celebration. They set us up in the plaza there, and it was just remarkable to be with all these people who came together wanting to express their love for humanity. So that ceremony comes to mind, of course, United Nations. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge, big event. People do this in their little community gatherings and meditation groups. So it can be catered in any way you want, and that's the beauty of this. There's many, many versions to the presentation, and everyone can take part in this beautiful expression of love.
Right. So for me, maybe now would be a good time to start this process of leading us into this ceremony. I just, as a technical comment for our listeners, what we're going to do when Fumi starts the process, she'll be leading us in this ritual where she'll be saying a prayer and then having us repeat the prayer. And what we're going to try to do is open the lines for everyone so that we can hear each other and can sort of amplify the effect that way. If you think that you have background noise that will interfere with the call, then what you can do when we open the lines is press *6, and that will mute your line. We're going to see how it goes. If the line is really crackly or bad, then we're going to toggle back and forth between having the line open and having Fumi guide us. But we'd like to see how it goes with the line open. So with that set up, I want to invite you, Fumi, to introduce the practice and just guide us through the process.
Thank you, David. And I'm so thrilled to be with all of you who are on the call. I see many of you lighting up the spinning globe in the Global Care Room, and I am sure there are many of you who are on the telephone line. So I invite you all to experience the World Peace Prayer Ceremony and to infuse the world with our with the energy field of love. I'd like to invite all of you now to take a deep breath as we prepare for the World Peace Prayer Ceremony. Fill our minds and enter into a deep place of self-knowing and connecting with the central core of our being. I am a divine being. Let us now call upon the company of heaven, the guardians of each country and region of the world, to use us as vessels to awaken the consciousness of humanity to truth, wisdom, peace, and harmony. May our prayers flow into the areas most necessary now for perfect peace to manifest on this sweet planet. We pulsate together as one heart, as one mind, and with our open hearts, let's commence the ceremony with the opening invocation. Please repeat, "May peace prevail on earth," 3 times together after the sound of the bell. Thank you. In Western Europe, we will be sending our heart-based prayers to each country in Western Europe, from the glaciers of Iceland to the hillsides of Mount Etna in Sicily. Western Europe is home to some 23 countries rich with culture and traditions. Let us amplify together the energy field of peace in Western Europe for all of creation. I will now read the names of the countries in Western Europe. After the names are recited, please repeat the following prayer by inserting the name of the country. The prayer goes, may peace be in that country. May peace be in that country. I will prompt you the first couple of countries so that we can get used to the rhythm of the prayer. Now let us take another moment, a breath, to breathe in the love, light, and wisdom of the universal source and being and begin our ceremony. The first country is Andorra. Please repeat, may peace be in Andorra.
May peace be in Andorra.
Be in Austria.
May peace be in Austria.
And we will do the same for the following countries. Belgium. Denmark. Finland. May peace be in
Denmark.
France.
May peace be in France.
Germany.
May peace be in Germany.
Greece.
May
Iceland. Ireland. Italy. Liechtenstein. May Luxembourg. Malta.
May
Monaco.
May peace be in Monaco.
The Netherlands. Norway.
May
Portugal.
May
San Marino. Spain. Sweden. Switzerland. The United Kingdom. The Vatican. Let us seal our prayers now for Western Europe. Please repeat. May peace be in Western Europe. May peace prevail on earth. Infinite love. infinite healing.
Infinite abundance.
Let us now journey to Eastern Europe. Many countries in Eastern Europe have emerged from the ideals of communism to democracy, from colonization to independence in the last few decades. We pray that true spiritual freedom grace the lands and people of this region, from Lake Baikal in Russia, one of the oldest and deepest lakes in the world, to all the countries that border the Black Sea, rich in culture and tradition. Let us amplify together the energy field of peace in Eastern Europe. The first country is Albania.
May peace prevail in Albania.
Belarus. Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bulgaria. Croatia. The Czech Republic. Estonia. Hungary.
May peace prevail in Hungary.
Latvia.
May peace prevail in Latvia.
Lithuania.
Lithuania.
Macedonia. Moldova. Montenegro.
Montenegro.
Poland. Romania.
May peace prevail in Romania.
Russia.
May peace prevail in Russia.
Serbia.
May peace prevail in Serbia.
Slovakia.
May peace prevail in Slovakia.
Slovenia.
May peace prevail in Slovenia.
Ukraine.
May
let us now seal our prayers for Eastern Europe. Please repeat. May peace be in Eastern Europe. May peace prevail on earth. Infinite freedom. Infinite truth. Infinite progress.
Infinite progress.
We now focus our prayers for the Middle East. From the lands along the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, which gave rise to ancient civilizations, to Mecca, Bethlehem, and Israel, places, birthplaces of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, the Middle East is home to a rich and profound heritage. Let us amplify together the energy field of peace in the Middle East, especially in the regions struggling with war, political unrest, and human rights violations. The first country is Bahrain.
Bahrain.
Cyprus. Iran. Iraq. Israel. Jordan. Kuwait. Lebanon. Oman. Palestine. Qatar. Saudi Arabia. Syria. Turkey. The United Arab Emirates. Yemen. Let us seal our prayers for the Middle East. Please repeat, may peace be in the Middle East, may peace prevail on earth. Infinite healing. Infinite progress.
Infinite progress.
Infinite forgiveness. We now journey to the countries of Asia, from the majestic peaks of the Himalayas to the rice paddies of Japan and Vietnam. Asia is home to many of the world's religious traditions and the birthplace of the universal message and prayer, may peace prevail on earth. It is also home to the many new independent states in Central Asia that have gained freedom from Russia over the past few decades. Let us amplify together the energy field of peace in Asia. The first country is Afghanistan. Armenia. Azerbaijan. Bangladesh. Bhutan. Georgia. India. Kazakhstan. Kyrgyzstan. Mongolia. Nepal.
Nepal.
Pakistan. Sri Lanka. Tajikistan. Tibet. Turkmenistan. Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
Brunei Darussalam. Cambodia. China. Indonesia. Japan. North Korea. Laos. Malaysia. Maldives. Myanmar. The Philippines. Singapore. Taiwan. Thailand. Timor-Leste. Vietnam. Let us now seal our prayers for Asia. Please repeat, may peace be in Asia, may peace prevail on earth. Infinite harmony. Infinite gratitude. Infinite expansion. We now travel to the Pacific with some of the greatest diversity of landscape in the world, from deserts to snow-capped mountains, from white sandy beaches to lush rainforests. The Pacific is home to some of the most precious coral reefs and ancient volcanoes. Let us amplify together the energy field of peace in the Pacific. The first country is Australia. Fiji. Kiribati. The Marshall Islands. Nauru. New Zealand. Palau. Papua New Guinea. Samoa. The Solomon Islands. Tonga. Tuvalu. Vanuatu. Let us now seal our prayers for the Pacific. Please repeat, may peace be in the Pacific, may peace prevail on earth. Infinite beauty. Infinite creation. Infinite glory. We now journey to the continent of Africa. Africa, often referred to as the motherland, is home to 53 countries. We begin our journey first with the 13 countries in North Africa. This region is home to the Nile, the world's longest-running river, and the Sahara, the largest, hottest desert in the world. Africa's most important historical sites, such as the pyramids, the underground carved churches of Lalibela in Ethiopia, and Leptis Magna, the most spectacular and unspoiled Roman ruins, grace its land and culture. Let us amplify together the energy field of peace in North Africa, especially in the regions which have and are still experiencing political unrest and human rights violations. The first country is Algeria. Chad. Djibouti. Egypt. Eritrea. Ethiopia. Libya. Mali. Mauritania. Morocco. Niger. Sudan. Tunisia. Now we go to the countries of East and South Africa. We honor the rich traditions of this region, home to the Serengeti Plains and the peaks of Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, to the Cape of Good Hope and Victoria Falls in South Africa. Let us amplify together the energy field of peace, especially in the regions afflicted by border skirmishes and extreme poverty. The first country is Angola. Botswana. The Comoros. Kenya. So, may peace be. Madagascar. Malawi. Mauritius. Mozambique. Namibia. Seychelles. Somalia. South Africa. Swaziland. Tanzania. Zambia.
May peace be in Zambia.
Zimbabwe.
May peace be in Zimbabwe.
Now we journey to West and Central Africa, land of misty rainforests, chimpanzees, gorillas, and the mystical town of Timbuktu. The first country is Benin.
May peace be in Benin.
Burkina Faso.
May peace be in Burkina Faso.
Cameroon. Verd. The Central African Republic. The Democratic Republic of the Congo. The Republic of the Congo. Côte d'Ivoire. Equatorial Guinea. Gabon. Gambia. Ghana.
May peace be in Ghana.
Guinea. Guinea-Bissau.
May peace be in
Guinea. Liberia.
May peace be in Ghana.
Nigeria.
May peace be in Nigeria.
Rwanda.
May peace be in Rwanda.
Sao Tome and Principe. Senegal.
May peace be in Senegal.
Sierra Leone. Togo. Uganda. Let us now seal our prayers for Africa. Please repeat, may peace be in Africa, may peace prevail on earth. We now travel to the continent of South America, home to some of the most advanced indigenous peoples and heritage of the world. From the ancient city of Machu Picchu to the Amazon rainforest, from the majestic shores of Lake Titicaca in Bolivia to the glaciers of Argentina, South America is rich in diverse cultural traditions. Let us amplify together the energy field of peace, especially for the endangered animals and species that roam the rainforest and Mother Earth. First country is Argentina. May Bolivia.
May peace be in
Brazil. Chile. Colombia. Ecuador. Guyana. Paraguay. Peru. Suriname. Venezuela. Let us now seal our prayers for South America. Please repeat, may peace be in South America, may peace prevail on earth. May peace be in America. And now to our last region, North and Central America and the Caribbean. Central America is known for its Mayan and Aztec lore and culture. Just off the coast lies the Caribbean islands with a long history marked by colonization and slave trading. The continent of North America is a melting pot of cultures from the world over, with exquisite displays of natural wonders, including Mount McKinley, the highest point in North America, and the ancient redwood forests of California, the red rocks and canyons of the Grand Canyon to the breathtaking Niagara Falls. Let us amplify together the energy field of peace in North and Central America. The first country is Antigua and Barbuda. Bahamas. Barbados. Belize. Costa Rica. Cuba. Dominica. The Dominican Republic. El Salvador. Grenada. Guatemala. Haiti. Honduras. Jamaica. Mexico. Nicaragua. St. Kitts and Nevis. St. Lucia. St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Trinidad and Tobago. The United States of America. Let us now seal our prayers for North and Central America. Please repeat, may peace be in North and Central America. May peace prevail on Earth. Let us now sit in this magnificent field of infinite harmony, love, and light that we have created, and feel the prayers of global peace resonate through every fiber, cell, atomic particle of every living being and creature on this beautiful planet Earth. As we circle around the globe, hand in hand, heart to heart with each other, let us, in the company of heaven and all the angelic beings and guardians of the countries and region of the world, say three times together, may peace prevail on Earth, to close the ceremony after the sound of the bell. May peace prevail. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And thank you, David, for having us here on this call.
Thank you so much, Fumi. It's very difficult to just come out of that space. I'd invite those listening to take some further time just to rest in that field that we created. Very powerful and beautiful. And We just welcome you all again next week as we continue to build this field of peace. Thank you so much, Fumi, and just would like to wish everyone a wonderful week. May peace prevail on earth. Namaste.
May peace prevail on earth. Thank you again, David, and thank you all for joining.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.